The Old Testament reading for the day of Pentecost is from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and he set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others mocking said, They are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes and the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Jesus said, When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me, and you will also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judge. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message was the epistle lesson from the book of Acts. Today is Pentecost Sunday. It's a day of great celebration in the church because it's the birthday of the church. The entire epistle lesson is about the birthday of our church, so we should be celebrating today. The Holy Spirit came to the disciples in the form of a great wind and in fire. And it says, and all the people gathered there, which, by the way, Derek, you did a fine job reading all those names. But from all those countries, they heard Peter's message in their own language. Later in the text, it says 3,000 of them were baptized. Well, are we missing something today? Today doesn't include a great wind or fire or other miraculous signs. Where is the wind and fire? Where is the excitement of that first Pentecost Sunday? Better question to ask is, where is the Holy Spirit today? After all, what's the point of Pentecost? Is to give us the Holy Spirit. It's a pretty exciting answer, where is the Holy Spirit today? Because he's with us in amazing, powerful ways. The Holy Spirit comes to us through the Word is the first thing. Divinely inspired, faith-producing life, life-changing Word, and it connects us back to the very first Pentecost. The same Holy Spirit inspired Peter, who inspired Peter is with us today, and we hear his words. Today, Christians around the world hear the message in their own language. There's a story of a missionary named Lynn. She spent 40 years bringing the gospel to these people on the west coast of Africa. She learned the language, but the people didn't have a written text, so they had no access to the scripture. So her and her staff created a written language for these people and then taught them to read. Today they have the New Testament, the first five books of the Bible, and the Psalms, all translated into their language. Pretty amazing accomplishment for her. But the Pentecost miracle continues today through the Word of God proclaimed here and around the world. And the Holy Spirit continues to be poured into the hearts of listeners, producing faith and trust in our God. The second way the Holy Spirit is present is through the gathered congregation. Martin Luther said, "The Holy Spirit gathers and enlightens and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true common faith." The Holy Spirit is the reason that we are gathered here this morning. He has been calling believers to gather for centuries. And the Holy Spirit gives us a variety of gifts. We come together to share those gifts and gain far more than we would if we tried to do it on our own. Pentecost, by the way, happened when all the disciples were together. There's something important that takes place when we gather together through worship. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus is present amongst us. The Holy Spirit can come to us when we're alone. We don't have to be in church for the Holy Spirit to work. But Scripture says that coming together in Jesus' name is the best way to discover the Holy Spirit among us. The third way the Holy Spirit comes to us is through the sacraments. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38 says, after Peter had finished his sermon on the first Pentecost, those who heard it asked him, "What shall we do?" And Peter responded, "Repent and be baptized, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The apostles received the Holy Spirit through the wind and fire. We receive the Holy Spirit through our baptism. And what did they do next after their baptism? Acts chapter 2, verse 42 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. They gathered together to hear the word and celebrate with communion. That's where the miracle of Pentecost is enjoyed, when we remember our baptism, when we devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching and to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. It's tempting in the church to think we need more excitement. We need more enthusiasm. We need more emotion. But we Lutherans are perhaps at our best when we say we don't need anything else but the Word of God. The point of Pentecost is not about the wind and the fire as much as the gift of the Holy Spirit, who brings the risen church to the knowledge of the need for life and salvation. If the point of Pentecost is the Holy Spirit, then the result of Pentecost is sharing the message. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." If you are baptized and you've heard the word and you will receive communion later, then the Holy Spirit has already come upon you. Because you have the Holy Spirit, you can tell others about Jesus, where to get God's promises, where to receive the gift of the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and the real life. Not the life that the world offers, but real life. Where to find true friendship, meaning, and blessedness. There won't be any wind or fire today. Sorry about that. I don't have a magic trick where I could do that one. But there won't be any wind or fire. But we're not here for those things. We're here to worship God who sent the wind and fire, to give thanks for the gift of God's only Son, who died for us and forgives us. And we're here again to receive the promised Holy Spirit, who unites us to our God in ways beyond anything we can possibly imagine. Nothing has changed in all the years since Pentecost. We're here for the same reason that the church has always gathered together. May we continue to respond to the ever-present call of the Holy Spirit, who gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ until life everlasting. Amen.